Hello, I'm Kristen Marchand, and this is the Abiyango Line, a podcast dedicated to researching, preserving, and promoting the unique culture and local heritage of the Upper Madawaska and Abiyango River Valleys here in Eastern Ontario, Canada. Though Santa Claus may have come and gone already in your home this year, we here are still in the midst of our 12 days of Christmas. Each of those days offers us something unique, and this past Wednesday, if you were lucky enough to be one of those 200 or 300 local souls who braved the evening mist and night fog of Shrine Hill, you might have heard something as old as the Willow Hills themselves. Well, a sound at least that goes back as far as 1858, when the first Polish Kashub families arrived here in our area. Those early settlers brought with them something called kalendi, a collection of cherished Christmas carols numbering in the hundreds, and that ranged from formal classical music to lilting folk lullabies. And last Wednesday night, the great-grandchildren of those earlier Polish Kashub settlers met once again to sing kalendi atop Shrine Hill in St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church here in Wilno. Under the musical direction of Peter Glofczewski and accompanied on keyboard by Michael Glofczewski and Ray Chepesky on fiddle, members of the Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir sang their hearts out. Most range in age from 60 to 80 years of age, and all manifested remarkable talent. Here they are in all their glory, live from atop Shrine Hill.
Oh! Nec benje Poloni Jesus Christus. Christmas greetings from the Wilno Heritage Society and from the Polish Heritage Institute Kashubi, the collaborators that are bringing you this event this evening. Welcome to the Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir singing Polende. We are once again in beautiful St. Mary's Church, for which we thank Father Roman. We also express thanks to Father Pavel of St. Hedwig Parish for the loan of their hymn books. We are also grateful to the producers of the Opiongo Line podcast for increasing the reach of this choir to far-flung places. And we are also grateful tonight to have a film crew joining us, so we're all going to be on film. Tonight, you are in for a treat. The men and women you see in front of you sing for the love of God, their Polish heritage, and a love of music. We owe them and our accompanists Michael and Ray and our director Peter a thank you for sharing their talent with us. The music of Polandia is from the heart, sung passionately with gusto, or tenderly in a lullaby. These carols are precious, as the ability to sing them is now limited to this generation. Many of you will recognize the musical selections and will be moved to sing along, so please do. Some of you will be like myself and my sister-in-law, Cheryl. We married into the musical Polish Kaszub-Głowczewski family and were always encouraged to join in Polendy. At best, we managed the choruses, but we felt included and appreciated. What we all have in common is an appreciation for this glorious music. The choir will now transport all of us to happy times from our childhood and memories of Christmas. Let us begin.
Nasza wspólna, Panie, wygrają królem. It's with great joy that we're gathered here this evening, whether we have come to sing Polish Christmas music, to listen to it, or even to have it calm us or dance in our hearts. We are here as one to celebrate the birth of Jesus in one of the best ways we know how, through Kalendy. Some of us here today will have enduring memories of climbing up the many stairs to the standing room only third level of St. Edward's Church, to add our voices to the flowing music of the Casaubon pipe organ, alongside men and women and children of all ages smiling and filled with spirit. Some of us will remember the feeling of entering St. Mary's Church, where generations of our families and neighbors worshipped, and the warmth of the wood fires, the smell of incense, and the magnificence of the nativity scene and the decorations. Excited to be together and to sing together again. Others will recall their own footsteps crunching in the snow as they walked across the field towards St. Casimir Church in the crisp winter air, looking up at the night sky filled with sparkling stars, ready to lift our voices with century-old melodies. And still others here have treasured thoughts of Christmas in the cities, towns, and villages of Poland, where these pieces of music originated, and think fondly of our families and friends whom we hold dear. All of us, each of us, no matter the direction from which we came, are present here sharing our love of music and one another. The word Kalendy derives from Latin and describes the tradition of singing seasonal songs when visiting one another's homes. With the spread of Christianity, the themes of these songs increasingly revolved around the birth of Christ. Latin hymns were set to music, and new hymn-like compositions appeared, especially during the Baroque era. Many tunes were based on the dances of the royal court, such as the Polonaise, the Mazurka, and the Oborek. The words painting images of shepherds, angels, kings, and of course the Holy Family. Many of the carols were best suited to be sung at church as part of the Mass, while others, pastoralki, were handed down through generations and were often sung in the homes and at gatherings, and often before Mass, as the tradition that many of us have here. There are hundreds of Kalendy, and the ones we are sharing this evening represent some of the favorites, the best remembered, and the most cherished. They are like old friends who come to visit, and we love them. The first set we are celebrating represent the many types of melodies that make up the wealth of Kalendy. Some are stately hymns or chorales, such as Gdy się Chrystus rodzi, and the upcoming Narodził się Jezus Chrystus. Others, like Wesoła Nowina, which we just heard, are tender lullabies, while Dzisiaj w Betlejem and Przyjacieli Aniołkowie are rhythmic, dancing pastoralki. One author describes Wśród Noc Najciszej as a carol I used to sing in Poland as a young man and which I still sing as Pope. A carol about the birth of our Savior. On Christmas night, in every church and chapel, this song can be heard. Those are the words of Pope John Paul II, whom I'm sure would be singing the calm verses and contrasting lively, energetic choruses with us. And in good Polish and Kaszub style, we will be joined by a live fiddler for Jam Jastudka. So as you continue to listen, you might close your eyes for just a moment and think about your own Christmas memories, past and present, as you may imagine them.
Thank you.
As we begin our second set this evening, we continue our musical Christmas journey beginning with Silent Night, the well-loved piece that has been translated into numerous languages around the world over time, our version tonight being Cicha Noc. And likewise, some Polish carols have been translated into other languages, as you already heard this evening. Parishes that have an historical Polish heritage often include them in Christmas liturgies to honor that tradition, even though less Polish might be spoken by parishioners. A reminder that the Catholic Book of Worship that many of us grew up with had several examples of Polish carols translated into English. Towards the end of our evening, we will hear Lulajże Jesieniu, perhaps one of the most favorite kolędy for all of us. I find myself before Christmas, if I hear those melodies of Lulajże Jesieniu, I stop completely and absorbed in the wondrous sound of that beautiful lullaby. So special that the composer Frédéric Chopin graced his Scherzo in B minor with its gentleness and its flowing melody. Polish Christmas music has continued to grow and evolve over centuries and into present times to include broader themes and various musical genres. However, as you listen to the ones chosen for the rest of the evening, you might think about what you are hearing. A lullaby, a hymn, a dance, a shepherd's song, or the voices of angels, or some combination of those, as you create new memories to keep you warm these wintry days and nights.
Oh. this event happened because of one person.
Thank you so much. But none of this could have happened without this crew, without Father Roman, Father Pavel, this beautiful church. Michael, Ray, Peter, Barry, Cuba. It's been a charming evening, and I'm so glad you're here to enjoy it with us. Anna Suti is the president of the Polish Heritage Institute Kaszubi, and she has an event here in the church this weekend, and then there's another one happening at the embassy in Ottawa that she'd like you to be aware of. Thank you once again. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas season, because it goes on for a while yet, and take this, the happiness and the joy that I hope you had here this evening, take that home with you and pay it forward. Thank you so much.
First flowers. My name Emma. I am president of Polish Heritage Institute, Kaszuby. Thank you very much, the Wilno Heritage Society, especially Mr. Zbigniew Bev, and Michael. Polish Michał, and all people who help, and violin, and camera, and people who help, and everybody who came, because Beth and Peter preparing a beautiful spiritual first celebrating the glory of the newborn Jesus and the parishioners and the guests. God bless all those who join in the singing. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. God bless you and invite Father.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Not going to say much because I am left speechless. And they are the reason for that. You've done absolutely great job. Taking into consideration that you come from different parishes, different places, with very little time to practice together, it was absolutely great that I was. Peter, thank you so much. Michał, violins, everybody else who contributed great to this event, plus you, my dear, over here. I'd like to invite you again next year to be here at the
next year.
Taking into consideration that they have at least 500 Polish carols, and they produce new ones every year. We need at least 50 years to cover them all. So you need to be here every year up to 50 years. Thank you, my dear. God bless you. But driving conditions, I thought nobody would be here, and I was wrong again. Thank you, my dear. Drive safely. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Wilno Heritage Society Community Choir singing Kalendi, a traditional yet local selection drawn from nearly 500 Christmas carols brought over to Canada from Kaszubia, a region of Poland in the 19th century. The speakers during that live performance included Beverly Klawczewski, who organized the event, Michael Klawczewski, the keyboard player who explained the origin of Kalendi, and Anna Suti of the Polish Heritage Institute Kaszubi, and, last but not least, Father Roman Majdak, the parish priest of St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Wilno, where the performance took place. I'm Kristen Marchand, and for our producer, Barry Conway, we'd like to thank the Wilno Heritage Society and all those who organized and contributed to this wonderful Christmas event. That choir stands not only as an excellent example of our very unique heritage and local culture, but it also inspires those of us who love the sound of mature voices that, like a fine young wine, seem to grow better with age. Good day, and God bless.